Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Adam McAlvey, Brewers.com and MLB.com now joining us. Adam, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Bill. Yeah, that was, you know, you're looking for little signs from him. He just was more comfortable appearing at the plate. And that was the hope. Get him some ABs at Miller Park, and maybe it's one night that turns it around.
The pitching performance from Anderson, not bad. Not great, yeah. But not bad. Corbin Burnes obviously came in and threw a little gas in the fire and gave it up. But after that, Phelps takes the loss. So talk to me about, you know, finally playing ball after this extended off period of time because of COVID. So I guess my question is, what did you expect last night from a team that's been playing baseball versus a team that's had a longer period of off time?
Yeah, well, what I sort of built my story around after the game was Craig Counsell told us in the afternoon that it feels like as a pitching staff they had to start over. And, you know, they did get some workouts in during those couple of days, but, you know, they waited 3.5 months to get going again. Then, boom, you flip the switch at Wrigley Field, you play a week of games on the road, and you feel like you're getting in a rhythm, and then that flip gets switched off again because of COVID. So I think he is very cognizant of that, and you're seeing all around baseball some pretty severe injury issues. And Craig Counsell is very in tune to the idea that COVID is not the only health challenge facing teams in 2020. It's also just injury and the nature of the 3-week camp and the kind of the quick re-ramp up is presenting some challenges. And I think when you take 4 days off, it adds to that challenge. So they are juggling a lot right now. They had Lorenzo Cain opting not to play was just something to really for everyone to think about all weekend long. And then obviously the news of Pat Murphy having a heart attack right there on the field on Saturday. There's just a lot going on right now, mentally, physically, in the country, in the world, and these guys are all trying to digest all of it. So as far as, you know, what did you expect to see? The fact that it was an uneven performance is not necessarily surprising.
It was funny. Last night I did an event, and I was doing a Q&A, and somebody asked me, does the return to sports feel almost more depressing because of what we feel is looming around the corner every day as opposed to playing sports to be the diversion from what it is we're trying to get away from? What is the feel, since people can't get into the ballpark and kind of feel the energy or the lack thereof, what is the feel inside ballparks right now?
Well, look, I mean, this is personal. Maybe you ask five, you know, you get Brian Anderson on, he has a different opinion, or, you know, one of my other colleagues in the media. I don't know. Here's my take on it. And I told you, I think, Bill, that I was going to really assess what is the value in being there to watch these home games. Because if there's not value and if I'm not getting anything out of it, then I'm going to stay away and give everybody else a little more space. And if that takes the risk that we're all incurring from, you know, 1% to 0.08%, then great. I'm happy to lower it by that minuscule amount. So that's my like outlook on the whole thing to start with. I'll tell you personally, for me, I was at Wrigley on opening day. Then I covered the road games from home. That's going to be our MLB.com policy this year, is they just want us home for road games. So that's what we're going to do. I found the road games more fun to watch, or I found the games more fun to watch on television than in person. To me, the atmosphere in the ballpark is pretty bad You know, the crowd noise is very, very, I don't know what the right word is. Sanitary is the word that comes to mind. It's like fake. On TV, I think the presentation is pretty good. Like, I found myself really dialed into the performances and into the games like I normally would be at a home game when I was watching those games, say, in Pittsburgh, more so than last night where it all felt very phony. You know, take me out to the ball game with Bernie and the barrel man up there in the chalet was not great. And the Brewers are doing their best. I'm not criticizing the Brewers because they're doing their best and they're getting the former players involved with these first cheers before the game. And they're doing the sausage race where fans got to suggest venues and they're growing out in the community and they showed that on the board. I think the club is doing what it can to make this, you know, an experience that's closer to normal for the players than you know, as close as possible. But it's just not great in the ballpark. And frankly, I kind of feel like some people say this about the NFL. Sometimes the television experience is a little bit better. I feel like maybe that's, for me personally, that's the case for baseball this season.
So what do you, give me your thoughts on baseball as a whole. I was kind of, and maybe you have a different insight into this. I was praising baseball for their handling of the Marlins situation and what went on down at Citizens Bank Park. And then when you start to find out that some of these tests aren't coming back for 2 and 3 days for some of these organizations, and I'm thinking to myself, how can you do this? How can you have a clubhouse that may have COVID in it, but you're not going to find out for 3 days and still allow guys to play? I guess, when a lot of us who have been tested got it back within 12 to 16 hours, what is baseball doing differently that they can't get these tests, you know, in a timely fashion, I guess is the best way to put it?
Well, I haven't heard 3 days. I know there was some issues early as camp started with that, and I thought that's kind of been cleaned up. I mean, take the Cardinals, for example. They had their tests on Wednesday afternoon, I think it was. The test that came back positive came back Thursday night. So that was 28 hours, something like that, 26 hours. And, you know, they're being shipped to this lab that MLB is using. Because the idea was that if baseball did this, you didn't want to be taking resources away from communities that need it. So baseball set up its own, used its own lab that it was using for drug testing in order to process these COVID tests. So I think that there was a moral reason behind the setting it up the way they did. And when there were problems early on, my belief from afar, based on what you hear from other clubs that did have issues, is a lot of those issues were cleaned up. So the larger issue then is, okay, let's say you can get them back in a day and a half. That still leaves you with some risk, right? And that is the bottom line of all of this. Zero risk is not playing. If you play, however you do the testing, you're assuming some level of risk. And the idea is to minimize the risk as much as possible. And that was that 118-page manual or whatever, however long it was. So the question I think that's emerged with the Marlins and Cardinals situations is, Kirk Council put this in terms last night, in terms for the larger country. It's like what we did as a country, according to Council. The federal government, the CDC, set up guidelines, distributed it to 50 states. In Major League Baseball, it's to 30 teams, and said, do your best with this. And it's proven in the case of the Cardinals and Marlins to not be enough, that they've learned that it needs to be more stringent than they originally hoped and designed. And now teams are themselves, I think, redoubling their efforts to follow these things to the T. So, you know, the Cardinals went golfing on Thursday, according to Dexter Fowler's Instagram and Colton Wong. That's a pretty low risk activity, I think. I don't think that's overly political to say. They're outside, they're, you know, in their little bubble, but that is not a zero risk activity. So is it to the point where these teams now have to say, don't go do that kind of activity, don't go down and get a coffee, have coffee brought up by room service and left outside the door? I mean, that's the level of granular detail, I think, that every team is thinking about right now. And each team, it seems, is kind of making their own decisions about how, like, to, you know, how anal, I guess, you want to be about these things. And the team that does it the best and stays the healthiest is going to have the best chance to win.
Talking with Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com. So we know that Ryan Braun had to get the stitches in his finger. Do you have a timetable as to what the expectation may be for him to come back by any chance?
Well, Craig Counsell seemed to think that it would be a minimum stay. So that thing was backdated to when he last played in a game. So you count out 10 days from that, and that's when he would be back. So that's kind of their hope. It's, you know, it feels like this always happens for some reason with Ryan Braun when he is out, that it comes at a inopportune time, because here against the White Sox, these two home, two away, they're facing three left-handers. And it's exactly the period of the schedule where you'd love to put Ryan Braun's lefty killing bat in there, because, you know, he's 36 years old, but he still mashes lefties. So it's poor timing, and it's a weird thing, but it's the reality. And until that incision heals, where they had to relieve that swelling or an infection or whatever, you know, obviously he can't swing a bat.
Adam, good stuff as always. The book sale's still trending upward, and you're in your second printing, correct?
Well, yes. Yeah, that is still that part of 2020 is still going okay, and I keep my fingers crossed, and I'm very, very thankful to everybody who supported that project in such a weird time where we're all disconnected and nobody can come to the ballpark and see the thing, and people have just been incredibly supportive, and I'm so thankful for that.
Good stuff, Adam. Appreciate it as always, and we'll talk again next week, okay?
All right, see ya.
All right, pal, there you go. That is Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.